Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office substation. And this is reference case number, ready, Elliot? Case number 14-029489. Repeating 14-029489. And again, Detective Miller, ID 7704. With me is Sergeant
David Groover, G-R-O-O-V-E-R, ID is 6029.
And Mr. Bernstein, can you state your full name and provide your date of birth for the record, please?
Elliot Ivan Bernstein, September 30th, 1963.
And Mrs. Bernstein?
Candace Bernstein, October 9th, 1972.
Okay, so Elliot, we have drawn up here on the board as Simon's will, Simon's trust, Shirley's will, Shirley's trust, the life insurance policy in Chicago, and then Bernstein Family Realty, which to my understanding is the things that come in play in this entire proceedings or case. So what I wanted to do is go ahead and ask you, when did Robert Spallina and Don Tesher come in play? Do you know when they came in play?
I believe they came in play around 2008 through my brother, Theodore.
He told you this?
Well, we have the belief that they met with Tesher and Spallina and did these okay. plans in 2008. I wasn't there, but there's documents signed, etc.
Okay. And remember, we want to state if things, you know, are firsthand, if they're speculation, if they're a hunch, or if there's reasonable information for you to believe something, okay?
Based on the documents that are okay. alleged.
Okay.
Okay.
And so what are those documents you're referring to?
Well, in 2008, it appears, and these are now questionable because of Don Tesher's resignation letter recently, which throws into question the 2008 documents. But in 2008, it was our impression that they did a Simon will,
okay.
which is missing. And we've never been given it as beneficiaries in opposite of statutes, probate statutes.
And we, law. When you say we, who are you referring to?
The beneficiaries.
Okay. Only speak for yourself, okay?
Oh,
if you don't
me.
Mind.
Okay. And me as a beneficiary or my children. At 2008, it was just me and my two sisters. The grandchildren supposedly okay. weren't involved. They did a 2008 Shirley will, which is on file. Now there's two First Amendments, if you've read Don Tesher's resignation letter, that seem to be...
Let's stick with what we know
as
2008.
That's 2008.
We'll keep moving forward.
With the will.
Okay.
So there's two First Amendments.
Okay.
One First Amendment and a Second Amendment, but according to his resignation letter, he's just recently discovered two First Amendments.
Okay.
One that adds the grandchildren back in 2008, supposedly, allegedly, and one that just excludes Matthew Logan, my brother's stepson. And that just recently was revealed January of 2014 by Tesher. Okay. And then the Simon Bernstein Life Insurance Trust.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking about, or
go
the policy?
Back, go back to the trust.
Oh, sorry.
Yep, let's go down.
Okay,
to,
yeah, go down.
To, okay, so we established that it's believed by you that in 2008 these wills came about.
Correct.
Okay, so let's go to the Simon Trust and the Shirley Trust.
Okay, the Simon Trust is missing. Again, it hasn't been given to us according to probate rules and statutes by the estate planners.
So okay.
They're obligated to give it to the beneficiary, okay. me or my children, depending on which version you're mm-hmm. taking. And
well, I don't take a version.
I gotcha.
Put everything together and come out with
according to the version they're telling.
Okay.
Okay.
The 2008 original trust.
The 2008 original trust
okay.
is missing.
Okay.
And you're supposed to, according to probate rules and statutes, if you give an amended trust, which we have a 2012 done a few weeks before my dad's death.
Okay.
Simon Trust. So
right.
there's two Simon Trusts.
So let's hold up on this.
Okay.
So we know for sure that the final, and correct me if I'm wrong, is 2012.
The alleged.
Okay, yeah, okay. we're alleging
okay.
that was the final.
Right.
And for this to happen, potentially this had to happen.
And you also needed
Right.
Okay, right. And now you can write there next to there, the Simon will of 2008 is
we
missing.
We know the first.
That's
we're
missing.
Going with the final
okay.
potential.
Okay. And then so the Simon Trust, the amended and restated Simon Trust, that should be called in 2012.
Well, we know that. But yes,
oh, okay.
So 2012 is the final.
No, it's a an amended and restated trust of the 2008.
Okay. We're on the same page. So changes were made in 2012.
Right.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Right.
Okay. And then Shirley's Trust is a 2008 alleged trust.
Do you need a drink or anything?
Maybe, but
okay. I can probably.
I get you some.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So.
You want to wait for him?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Nice weather, right?
It's supposed to get cool.
I like this.
Yeah, I like a little change from all that heat.
I like just now.
Yep.
I was getting a little worried last week when it was like 80, 90, thinking,
yep.
Oh no, winter's over. Oh no, it went by too fast.
A two-day winter, it seemed like.
Yeah, it's been funky weather for everybody. You look at the news channel, or the weather channel,
all over.
Just getting pounded.
Snow in Atlanta.
What's that?
Can we make that, because those Simon and Shirley of 2008 are mirrored, and then the amended ones are new ones. Can we add two boxes to do it like that? Like if we did it like this.
Well, there's a method to this.
There we go. Okay.
So let's do that.
Right.
We'll
because
put,
the 2008s across are mirrored.
Update.
Okay.
Yeah. Originally.
There you go.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, just to recapture what we briefly discussed here. So 2008, they were.
Mirrored plants.
They were similar.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mirror except flipped. Right.
And so in 2012.
Well, we don't know that because we don't have the 2008 will of Psyche. It could be completely different.
Okay.
So that's her belief.
So and then 2012, some updates.
Major.
So.
Major changes to the beneficiaries.
What did Shirley's originally say?
That three beneficiaries,
okay,
Elliot, Lisa, and Jill, that Ted, Pam, and their lineal descendants were wholly excluded.
Elliot, Lisa, and Jill. So that's safe and sound, correct?
Okay. Yes, to the best of our knowledge.
And their lineal descendants.
Okay, so you have what, three children?
Yep.
And Lisa has two, and Jill has one. And then excluded was Ted and Pam and their lineal descendants.
Okay, so we know that Ted and Pam were considered predeceased.
Correct.
Okay. So this is safe right now, right?
Yep.
Okay. Did this read anything else that you know of?
Well, now, just as of Tesher's letter and 2014, January of 2014.
Okay.
He's now claiming that Shirley's trust was amended.
Okay.
With two First Amendments.
Okay.
One that he was never aware of till 2013 when he sent it to my children's counsel, Christine Yates, over at Tripp Scott.
Okay.
One of them says exclude Matthew Logan was written into Shirley's trust as getting $250,000.
Okay.
This amendment, the First Amendment, says, according to Tesher, that Matthew, and we haven't seen this document, but he says it, it refers to it in his letter and specifically states that all it did was remove Matthew Logan.
Okay.
Then Tesher says in the letter that in January 2013, so years later, there's a second First Amendment that he was unaware of that now says remove Matthew Logan and has all this language to include the grandchildren of Ted and Pam, or the children of Ted and Pam, back into the estates.
Now, he told you this via letter?
Yes.
Do you have that letter?
Yes, sir.
Do you mind if I see that letter?
Absolutely. And you're going to be making copies, right?
And it's
yeah, we'll make
copies.
It's a change of her class of beneficiaries. So she defines her class, and she puts in there the lineal descendants are not considered a class. So
Allegedly.
Cy, on his power of appointment, could not, he could only appoint from her class of beneficiaries.
Did you move it out of my stuff?
No, but I have printed in my pile. Did you get the pile out of the door?
I got the three piles left, I think. But I have it in my computer if I need it. Now, by the way, I'm going
to
dump another document on you in a minute that just fell out of the sky the other day. A letter from my sister to my father that will contradict every lie in that letter and make him apparently what's going on is more documents.
Oh, we'll get to that. Let him read
okay.
that.
We'll get to that. Okay. So, from what I'm understanding correctly, I know what that now Christine Yates no longer represents you or your children, correct?
Correct.